Hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, it's How to Die Alone. I'm one of your hosts again, Stephen Henry. Yeah, you know me. Matt Williams is still not here. This is part two of the episode from before. We got David Wayne.
Yep.
Yep, he's still here. We got John Jacobs.
Oh, yeah.
Also known as MTV. And with us, Mr. Jorge Gonzalez Jr.
Oh, you throw the Jr. in there.
JGJR?
Junior.
Nice.
Junior. Jorjito Gonzalez Jr.
Oh, man, that's good.
Jorjito?
That's what, because I'm a junior.
Oh, like, oh, cool.
That's what I used to get called.
Oh, I told you, Jorjito. The guy who sold me my car
sounds
went
like
by George.
Drink for horse.
Yeah.
Spelled like Jorge. And I'm like, you don't got to do this, man.
He's trying to, man. Hey, we're trying to fit in with the superiors out there.
Uh-huh, it's true.
Shit. Dude.
Good.
The Asians?
Yeah. Yeah, they are the fucking, yeah.
Asians run the world.
Yes.
Yeah, they're just, I was listening to Rogan and Ari, they were talking about how, like, Harvard's, like, turning down Asians, or it makes it harder for them to get into the school.
They
cut their score on their SAT by 200 points almost.
Yeah, wow. Just to try to...
Because they're Asian.
Because they're too good.
That's crazy.
So, like, when they apply to get into Harvard, Harvard's like, well, like, for them to get in, it's harder for them than, like, white kids to get in.
But that's crazy. They're just saying we have enough.
So no,
why doesn't Japan
it's just because they're so good at like doing schoolwork and shit.
Yeah,
well, they're so good at everything.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Why don't they just have their own
like,
Harvard?
They're disciplined.
Like Dr. Xavier's fucking.
It's because they want to come take over America.
Yeah,
in China.
But whenever you see like those college protests, how many Asians do you see?
See, I would much
exactly because they're in the fucking library studying the whole time.
I would much rather fuck with the regular mafia than the Yakuza.
Oh yeah,
I mean, come on.
Any kind of Asian mafias are scary.
Because they're not going to just kill you. They're going to torture you to death.
They're going to slice you with
your family's dead.
All criminal organizations are into torture.
Yeah.
Not nearly as much, man.
I mean, well, Yakuza's were like, in, like, we've been doing it forever.
That's like their jam, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's their thing.
Find someone.
Their favorite.
That's why they cut your fingers off.
But that's why they're good at it, though. They're good at it, so it's not going to be as bad as, like, some fucking
guru.
Yeah. Fucking trying to figure shit out.
Vinny, what are you doing here, Mama Luke?
He's using a pizza slicer.
How do we do these again? You know, yeah. Like it's
which one goes on which nipple?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a Tokyo Drift on the last episode we were talking about. At the very last race, that guy only has three fingers.
That's
what
I thought
he's
of.
Real
you said
he's
fingers.
Like real Yakuza.
Yeah, which is good. It shows how legitimate Tokyo Drift is.
Oh, yeah.
You can throw up the Y.
Also in Tokyo Drift, they had the guys who invented drifting in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guys were sitting on the docks watching.
Well,
the one guy
he's like the drift king. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
The actual,
but they're fishing.
Yeah, fishermen.
The drift king sounds like a homeless guy though. That just
the drift king.
The world.
That's his title.
I've been homeless my whole life, and I'm rich.
The drift king,
Boxcar Joe, the drift king.
How many of those do you think exist? Because I feel like there's got to be
hobos.
The hobos who are like secretly rich. You know, the guys who are like, I have $1 million, but I'm still homeless for fun.
CBS's new show, Undercover Hobo.
Yeah,
dude, I met one in Annapolis, dude. We were at the harbor in Annapolis, Maryland.
Applebee's first.
No, Annapolis. There's like a
bows at the bees.
Yeah. In Annapolis, there's a cobblestone road, and there's like a harbor, and they used to like auction slaves and this shit. So this guy comes around. So he looked like Forrest Gump from Castaway, or not Castaway, or I guess Castaway.
Forrest Gump from Castaway, not Tom Hanks.
That's good. Forrest Gump from Castaway.
Well, and in Forrest Gump, you know when he's running and he hasn't shaved and he has long hair and a beard. That's what he looked like. And we met this guy at the harbor, and he's like, hey, you guys want to come on my buddy's yacht? And we're like, yeah, okay, bud. Like, no, we're not listening to this homeless shifty dude. And the next thing you know, we see him like an hour later, he's on the yacht with the guy, and he's like, come on, man. He's like, my yacht's in the shop. He's I'm borrowing my buddies or whatever. And like the guys on the boat, like, yeah, come on, guys. And my buddy Kyle's like, I want to jump off it now into the harbor. And I was like, go, dude, I'm not getting on that fucking boat because they're going to set sail and we're not coming back. So he jumped off, like, that was, like, our story, like, jumped off into the harbor from, like, some homeless rich guy's friend's yacht. I'm
homeless
like,
rich guy.
Dude, he looked fucking homeless. It was
the
scary.
Homeless rich man. Yeah, it's a new sitcom.
It's a new version of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
It was, like, Dan Bilzerian, but he didn't shave. He's just, like, really hairy.
You want to fuck him rich.
With a beer belly.
Yeah. Live under this bridge.
Yeah, it's like The Bachelor, but it's literally, it's called, yeah, it's called The Rich Hobo.
Well, I mean, when you meet a guy in sandals, cut off jeans, and no shirt, and with long hair and a scruffy beard.
It's be Jesus.
Telling you that, you know, it's his friend's yacht, you're going to be like, I don't know about that.
The guy's like 70 years old. He's just mad. He's living on the street for 60 years, but they're doing like, yeah, Bachelor style, these women like, he's nice, I like him, and he's out of his mind. Yeah, you'll get all my money when I fucking die. Hi, whores.
I can't give
my girlfriend.
I can't give you a rose, but I can give you like a fish skeleton wrapped in newspaper.
Yeah. He's worth $30 million, but he hasn't been indoors in 10 years.
She's like, well, every night's like interesting. Leather.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always interesting. Yeah, they're justifying what you're gonna behavior. Get.
Yeah. Yeah, he's mysterious. You know, I like the way
he's spontaneous.
Yeah, he's like, nice.
But yeah, he's still, yeah, he's crazy. He just walks into the restaurant, throws down like $10,000 cash. Get whatever you want, baby. He's fun, you know? He keeps it.
I want to be outside talking to the wall.
I don't care. What do you want?
Give me 10 lobsters and leave one of them alive. Money, I'm fucking it.
Yeah, money doesn't make me feel anything. Nothing makes me feel anything.
That's like cuts to commercial.
The fucking lobster. Do you want the rubber bands cut off? No.
I wanted to hurt. That's okay. Speaking of good TV shows, I thought of this last night, like high with Santos. It's called Rape Victim Family Battle. And
it's like Double Dare with rape victims?
It's an octagon. It's like UFC octagon. And they get all the rape victims' family members in the ring. And then the rapist is in the ring with his arms tied
real?
Behind his back. And you get 20 minutes to do whatever you want. Yes, this is real. Yeah.
John's going to pitch it to MTV.
But I think it's a good idea. Just you letting the family beat the shit out of this rapist in the middle of UFC ring for everybody.
Yeah, it's like Bully Beatdown, but like another level.
It's like Bully Beatdown.
You got to make sure you shut the rapist up because he's like, this is not going to do nothing for you. You're still going to not sleep. You're still not going to
Right, well, that's
the
idea, too. If you just tied the rapist's arms behind his back, there could still be episodes where he wins. If he's got, like, a strong lower half, he's, like, kicking the hell out of
him. Headbutt him.
Yeah, windmill kicks to the rape victim.
There should be some very fun, very light trivia questions that they have to answer to get, like, a good clean crack on his mouth.
For one punch to the face of the rapist.
Make them, like, really smart questions.
Yeah. Who made a cameo on season 2 of Seinfeld?
The season finale is a gymnastics doctor.
Oh, yeah. All the gymnasts are in the ring. They're doing...
Okay, Stacey, you're
19.
Double
flips into his... Yeah.
Stacey, you're 19. Who won the 1984 PGA Tour Championship? She's like,
Yeah.
She'll never get to hit him. They make the questions really hard, so he just stands there the whole time.
So he was able to molest you in front of your parents because he angled himself in a way that they couldn't see you. Speaking of parents, who was in Parent Trap with the build into the
just
question?
The worst, like the worst show because like they never get punched because like no.
So it's by Ryan Seacrest. He's in a full.
Oh no, no, not Ryan Seacrest for sure. It's going to be Hardwick.
It's Hardwick. Oh, yeah. I gotta give him some points.
I haven't been on MTV since Singled Out, but yeah, I'm starting over again. So, Bully Beatdown Extreme.
Yeah. It was at midnight. This is at 5 a.m. Behind the fucking the Chili's, are just gonna beat the shit out of this rapist.
My other big TV show, I think you guys might like. It's called Celebrity Sex, and
you have to guess the sex of a celebrity. Oh,
they spin a wheel. And they pick out two people from the wheel, and then each of those people are lowered into an arena with a soundproof, blacked-out motorcycle helmet.
Yeah.
And they have to run around the arena until they can find the other person and fuck them. And that's it.
Where's the celebrity part going? Yeah, they're celebrities?
They're the celebrities who are lowered into the ring. Yeah, it's just two random celebrities.
Like random.
Random, yeah. It'll be like The Rock and Jennifer Meryl Streep, and he's just running around. People can throw stuff out from them and pick up.
Like Ariana Grande, John Cena.
Yeah, and I thought it would be better they do it on ice. It's in like an ice rink. Put them on skates. They're just skating around blind and naked trying to fuck each other.
That's way too much like insurance on that.
But then you have a guy called like the Enforcer who comes. He tears in off the penalty box. He doesn't have a helmet, and it's his job just to make sure they don't fuck and just to beat the hell out of them.
He's the cock blocker.
Yeah, he comes in skating around with like a bat and starts hitting.
It's like Jeremy Roenick, like an ex like NHL player.
It's like George Zimmerman comes in.
So he beats the woman and the man?
Yes. And everybody's just cheering.
It's a weird Ultimate Surrender shit.
The celebrities think the Enforcer might be the other celebility they're trying to fuck
at.
It's John's version of like Gladiators.
Maybe he just goes around with a taser.
Yeah, maybe not something too crazy.
Just tases so him on the ice.
It's fun for people. Yeah. Or
John's a real evil genius.
It's just a suspended glass box that spans the size of a football field, and it's in a football field, and it's just two naked men, and first one to rape the other one wins. And it's called Gentleman's Racing.
Are these all skits you want to do, but you don't have enough, enough room to do
them? Yeah, I can all see them so clearly in my head.
Gentleman's Racing.
Everybody dresses up like it's the Kentucky Derby and shit.
Is there going to be some like betting component?
Yeah, of course. It's two naked men in a ring. One's trying to rape the other one.
Yeah, I'll fucking have some cram, dude.
Yeah, but what count? Numbers. Like you have to lay the ground rules out.
It'd be like pinning. Like, if you can get your dick in the guy's ass for 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like wrestling.
One,
yeah.
Two. That porn thing, Ultimate Surrender, mm-hmm. is two chicks.
What? No.
I don't know the object necessarily, because it's sometimes if you just finger her, the other girl wins, and then they strap on.
For he's never got to the end, so he doesn't know how it's paired.
Yeah.
You only need the first
three. Well, no, I would just fast forward to the strap on part and start laughing at their stroke.
That's always
game.
The funniest, the jump cuts in porn where it's opening up like, well, I've never seen a penis before, 2 minutes later.
I see, I have to have that, though. I have to have the setup and then the punchline. That's all I want.
Okay, you like this.
It's just like the beginning. And
I'm innocent.
Do you like the post-fuck like interview they do in porn?
Oh, no way. No.
It's the worst, right?
I've already jerked off.
Yeah, why am I?
Like, they're in robes and shit.
I mean, even everything. The pre-interview, the questions are all the same. So bad. So what are you here to do today?
I love those ones that...
Get some dick.
I don't love them, but right. They're more interesting when they're just the fucking rude mean. As fuck to them. Yeah. And mean. Just,
ghetto gaggers.
I love the, what is it, the hardcore pawn shop? You ever seen those?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, dude. He's like, well, you need a... plane ticket to get back home.
Yes.
She's like, but my husband, I'm married. It's like, bitch, you know what you're doing. But some of them are good actors or actresses, and some of them are
some
just,
of them
like
just ugly enough that it's like, oh yeah, this is real.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I get off on. Yeah.
She got that meth
mouth. Too late, baby. Yeah.
Meth mouth, gross.
She's like, I have 3 DVDs and I need $600. What are you going to give me? Well, I can make you a deal if you want to go to the bank.
Fucking so meth
good.
Mouth.
The best I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a pawn shop called 69 for 69.
Let me call my guy. I got a dickin' down
everything
guy.
We give you is 69.
Yeah. If you 69 us, we'll give you $69. That's the rich hobo's
he
business.
He calls in a specialist, strip naked. He's gonna like analyze you and see how much you're worth. Yeah. Well, you got a little stretch marks here. There's a little mileage
on this.
He's
trying to undersell you.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's worth it on our side.
He is an expert in historical artifacts.
Listen, I'm just trying to run a business. You got to understand. You got to work with me here. Yeah. What are you looking up, Steven? Something gross?
No.
What are you looking on webcams?
No.
Trying to get chicks to tell you have a little baby dick?
No.
Well, you guys seen those fetishes where people dress up like babies and shit, right?
Yeah. It's funny because in that show they had that little dino up here. They had a scene where the chick was into like the baby shit, like one of the ass and like that. Which like for like a minute it was hot, like the voice, and then when she got to the whole
baby.
It was like it wasn't sexual anymore. Yeah. It was just like, oh, straight up, no, you just want to be
baby
a
fetish.
Baby. I'm like, oh yeah, no.
That's weird.
I wanna have one girl that was into that the daddy thing, like, but it wasn't.
That's gross.
She made it clear, it's like, this is not just a sexual thing. You have to talk to me like this.
Yeah,
any time of the day. I'm like,
feet are like Gerber and shit while your friends are hanging out. You're like,
I don't know how deep it went. I didn't even want it. I'm like, all right, if it's not just in the bed, dude.
She's like, I've got $100 a week Chupa Chup lollipop addiction.
Dude, Stick had a chick he was seeing, and he said her thing was she would want them to be out in public together pretending to be brother and sister.
Pretending.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're great, sis. Good, bro. And then they'd have sex, and she would want him to call her, like, sister and shit.
And make out with her and stuff like that in public?
Give her
I would love to talk
talking.
To that girl. Cause it's what is that? I want to find out, like, because you always hear, like, where your fetishes and shit start at a very early age. Like, something happens to you, and then, boom, now feet is my shit.
Yep.
You know, it's like, I want to find that shit. Because me is, like, cheerleader shorts.
Okay.
It's just my...
Yeah, maybe some hot music.
Well, because I have
what the
this gonna sound
shorts?
Weird because it's like my older sister, right? Uh-oh. I have an older sister, but she was always like varsity cheerleader and shit like that.
Right.
So I had like the hottest girls in high school at my house all the time.
Shit, right.
I was 7th, 8th grade.
And they're just walking around with the bloomers on and
the
shit.
Bloomers all the time. And now it's like I mean, which sucks because it's only young chicks that wear it. So I'm like, well, yeah, my fetish is illegal.
They're like
now.
Volleyball.
Like, I'm 30.
Like
so.
High school volleyball, like those shorts. Oh,
dude,
yeah.
I love volleyball. Women's volleyball, when that shit pops up, that's non-porn, baby.
Wild. Girls be wearing that. I remember we used to go to volleyball games all the time. Only the girls. Fuck the guys, time. Right?
You know what's the shit? MTV is the grind.
No idea.
Especially spring break where those girls are just like fucking twerking in bikinis back then.
Oh, yeah. Twerk videos. I jerk off to that all the time.
Yeah. That was the business.
I love that shit.
Or like the girls going wild commercials. Yeah, they try to come.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah, how quick.
Like 30 Park
seconds and shit.
Yeah.
But before the guy comes back on.
Yeah.
It's like, just buy his videos. Like, ah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Just,
didn't the Girls Gone Wild creator like...
Bought an island.
Then
he went bankrupt.
He went to prison.
Yeah, for something.
Yeah, for some crazy shit.
Yeah,
no, that shit never ends well.
Probably.
Yeah, any
DVD
piracy. Yeah, the bum fights guy too as well. You see when he came on Dr. Phil?
No, I've never seen
that. Oh, my God.
I wonder if he's bunkmates with, like, Martin Shkreli.
Dude, the bum fights guy was invited on Dr. Phil. He showed up to Dr. Phil with his hair cut just like Dr. Phil, with a mustache, wearing a suit like Dr. Phil.
That's hilarious.
And Dr. Phil kicked him off immediately. He's like, we're not doing this. He's
we
like,
are not even... doing this.
Yeah, we're That's not.
Great. That is hilarious.
You gotta so fun. And he comes out and he goes, we do the same thing. Because we're doing the same thing.
Young man.
Out, you're gone.
You got to get real.
Gone. Yeah. It's not funny.
Dude, is there like footage of that?
Oh yeah, it's such a great video. Yeah, you gotta watch it.
I remember watching that bum shit, man. The fucking Bling Bling was that one. That was guy's name.
It was one of the bum fighters.
Yeah, his name was Bling Bling too. And shit,
that's good.
I mean,
I looked when he put on the safari costume for the bum fight videos.
Oh yeah,
what? Make your own safari costume?
No, he would wear.
Yeah, he dressed like Steve Irwin, basically.
I didn't see
him. He's a bum here.
Yeah, and he would get on. He would jump on their back and zip tie their hands and shit.
Oh my God.
It's fucked up shit. You definitely wouldn't be able to make it today.
That's hilarious.
But it's
I've never seen any of these.
That's so funny.
Bum fights,
I saw felony fights.
Felony
those
fights. All that shit was like.
I'm fine with felony fights.
Is that how Kimbo Slice started?
It wasn't felony fights, but it wasn't like that.
He stole it from you, man. From Bum Wars?
Bum Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
I invented bum fights. 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare bum war.
You know what's funny? How many guys probably thought of that? Of like, beforehand. Let's just pay homeless guys to fight. And then someone's just like, yeah, let's do it.
No, that was just like.
Somebody just actually fucking.
He had the balls to do it.
No, they always did it. And some guy just was like, why don't we film this?
That was just called boxing in the 19th century.
Yeah, right,
Do you want to go to any bar?
Yeah, it was just immigrants that were coming over. Like, I need to make money. So
more rations if you can beat this guy.
You get this Irish guy.
Portions.
You want to eat? I hope you can keep those teeth.
Yeah. Fighting like an old boxer and shit. Yeah, see? Got a sweet stash.
Yeah, how is that a style of fighting ever?
There's
looking like
one
the Notre Dame mascot.
The bolo uppercut. Oh,
shit. Just punching the mics.
Punchy Jacobs.
We got John Jacobs going over here now.
Got me excited.
What were you in your former life? You're an immigrant?
Punchy.
Irish immigrants. They would just fight. Shirtless.
Got a new game show called John Shows Us His Papers.
Yeah, it's called Immigrants. Grant and Immigrants. $2,500.
Hosted by Hugh Grant.
Yeah, hosted by Hugh Grant. Immigrants. Hugh Grant.
9 months.
Hugh Grant gives you soft trivia before the rape victim battle.
In Notting Hill.
Oh, yeah, he was... didn't he get in trouble for something like that?
Cheating on his wife.
I think he fucked a trans chick, right?
Oh, no, really?
That was Eddie Murphy.
Fuck, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Hugh Grant...
more people than just Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
He did it, Yeah, you should get a ticket for banging a tranny.
Is he like, so like at that point, you just become like
awesome?
for breaking down barriers.
Being all liberal.
You just become a C-list celebrity at that point, do you think?
If you bang a tranny?
You fucking tranny?
Yeah. Or if
nowadays,
you
become fucking.
You get famous now.
Get a Netflix special.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm working on, guys.
Yeah, why'd you bang that tranny? It was for my career. I was trying to do better in comedy.
I should date a transition. Like one
if you
transition and just.
Pre-transition.
Yeah,
show you
really
love.
I gotta be there from the from the jump, like when she had to. Date.
But and it's,
I was
just
gay for 6 months, and
but it's just a straight up guy at first.
You gotta let her fuck your girl.
that's
and then transition.
So yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, my chicks. I'm pretty particular. I want them to fuck my girl, then turn into a girl, and then I fuck them,
and that's
like
so
a double power.
Be like, you won't be cucking me anymore.
You I'll no be dick you.
Well, yeah. Put a Craigslist.
Dude, that's like the cucks
that.
Cuck, dude. That's
yeah,
how you cuck the cuckers.
Reverse cuckage.
Mother.
Yeah,
cucker.
Just put that. Yeah, mother cuckers. Just put
fucking
that on Craigslist.
I'm the cuck king.
Yeah, looking for yeah cuck king.
Cuck king.
Do you know what CC stands
King cuck, bitch.
King cuck.
We took cucking to a whole other level. Yeah, so he's like the bull at first, fucking your wife, and then you're now you gotta change.
No,
now
she's
you
transition.
Yeah, it's 2019 already. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's 2019.
We're past
guys.
2019.
Come on, yeah, it's where we're
we're fucking the people that
we're in 2025 right now. What are you talking?
Yeah, the
about?
Guy who fucked my wife, I fuck him now.
You know,
my wife.
Man, I just realized I kind of
guy fucks my wife. My guy transitions. My wife transitions into a man. My man wife fucks the guy who cucked her. Now literal reverse cucking. And then I marry them both.
Is your fucking her inside out dick pussy?
I have your fake made up dick. I could possibly have something similar happen. Bentley, if you're listening, we got to make this happen.
Yeah, okay. Baby.
This.
Whoever's
just hear me out.
Okay, see, when I was with my ex, with my son's mother, I cheated on her, right, with this girl, Bailey.
Okay.
Bailey J?
I wish.
I know.
Bailey.
Man.
James Bailey?
Up top.
I wished about that too.
He's got the long hair. Yep.
He shaved it.
Yeah, no, he's ugly as shit now.
hair distracted you from that.
But whatever. Cheating on my ex with the
he went from
chick,
Gilbert
Grape
to Rocky Dennis.
Now Bailey is Bentley now because she took hormones, everything like that. She transitioned to a man.
Your baby mama?
No.
Oh,
the chick Bailey that I cheated on. My
oh,
baby mama
the girl you
with.
Cheated with. Okay.
All right.
So you cheated on your wife with a man.
Now,
to be technical,
but before she transitioned to a man, this same girl hooked up with my son's mother. All right, they hooked
okay
up.
As a lesbian thing,
as a lesbian,
okay, right?
Thing,
sure,
right
sure.
Before, but now Bentley is a man.
Yes. So,
if I have sex with Bentley, be something similar, right? Like I fucked the
well,
girl.
If
I fucked
Bentley,
the girl, I cheated
yeah,
on her.
If Bentley banged your baby mama,
and then
that
she
would
fucked
be
my baby mom.
Ultimate, yeah.
And then now I could fuck her. Then it's like
yeah,
as close
there's
as
lot
I can get
on.
Right now to be.
And then you just. Kill yourself.
Just tell everyone. I had
no better joy than death after cucking.
Dude, that's like a fucking
he died
Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, cuck, yeah.
The fuck
yeah.
Cuck cards over here.
Yeah, I gotta. Yeah. She's engaged though, but
Bentley.
Bentley's engaged to who? Nissan.
Actually, she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, Mercedes. She's a stripper.
But she's just, this chick,
wait,
she's
she was a beautiful
she used
girl?
To pull all of them. I mean, no, she was fine.
But now she's
was,
like, a, is she a
and
hot
now she's
man?
A handsome guy.
Right.
Now. Like, yeah,
if you saw
a fine-ass
him,
fiance.
Would you think it was a man off birth, or would you notice?
If you saw her today, you would think, like, yeah, that's a like a 19-year-old guy.
Really?
I saw her today, yeah.
She just looks like a young man.
Yeah.
So she went from, like, sucking dick to
she
slanging
went to being fine. No, no.
Yeah.
She was always fine. She was always hooking up with
brain.
Chicks.
Oh, okay.
And she would pull fine-ass chicks, too. Like, she was...
So she's like, why not just take
and
this
and now
one step
she,
further?
And that's kind of what she came to. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty much...
I'm just as good as a man.
Yeah.
I might as well be one.
And the thing is, I was one of the last people...
Was she always tomboyish?
She hooked up with.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Not really. Not really.
She was like a...
You were last to go in the cave before
yeah,
they boarded
so
up.
I'm like, all right, I think it's not going to get any better, so she switched, but it was probably like, all right, this is the worst thing ever. So
what do you mean not going to get any better?
Because
I'm
not going to find any
so
more
good.
Dick.
Like,
oh, yeah, she, yeah
this,
she thought this is the peak.
I'm not getting no better dick than this,
no
so
better,
I'm just going to give
so
my dick.
In reality,
yeah.
You kind of taught her.
She peaked on Jorge.
Yeah, she peaked on Jorge.
Yes.
Yeah. So you kind of taught her.
It's all downhill from
your
here.
Your dick was so great, she wanted her own.
We taught
yeah, that's
other,
what
yeah.
I'm saying.
We taught each other some shit,
you
man.
Taught her how to sling dick.
You taught
yeah,
her
how she you said, do it like this.
And she kind of taught me how to eat pussy. So I was like, yeah.
There you go. Well, now when she cucks your wife, it'll feel like you're doing
it's,
it.
It'll be a
Urban Dictionary,
thing.
That's
a
called
tit
for tat.
You like that move? I taught him that move.
Yeah. You're sitting in the chair watching.
So yeah, if she listens,
bring, yeah,
we
let your son watch that. That's
gotta,
the sex talk.
You know, I wonder if I should worry about that.
Hey, come in here. I want you to see something.
The birds and the bees that become birds.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the
you're
birds
growing up
the,
in a different
yeah.
time than me.
The
so
birds
let's,
and
let's
the Bentleys.
Let's watch this go on right here. This is,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is probably going to be
this
your
is
first
2019 now. Yeah, my dad just talked to me. I'm going to give you a visual presentation here.
You're probably going to lose your virginity to your best friend, but it's going to be your guy best friend. That
yeah.
turns to a girl when you're turn. 14.
Yeah.
Sit
yeah,
down and watch this, you cisgender piece of shit.
Yeah. Heteronormative.
We're in 2020 now, dude. We got President Kanye West in office.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
anything's possible at this point.
That's going to be Trump's second term for
yeah,
sure.
I think Kanye's going to fall.
Kanye
off.
Will be 2024. He's already got posters up.
No, I think Kanye, he's going to fall off eventually.
Dude. Nah, unless he gets caught up in like some kid scandal.
No, that may boost him. But I just think the way he's going right now is just...
He's doing everything right.
He's a great producer, but his music is starting to become shitty.
Well, he's putting out so many albums.
It doesn't matter because you know Trump's going to have 95% of the vote. All true democratically elected people too.
Yes. Yeah, he's going to... There's going to be no more president. It's Trump for life. It's Trump till we die.
He's going to be like, remember how you guys were saying, oh, the Second Amendment, fuck the Constitution. Yeah. Well, we're taking out the term limits.
Yeah. Exactly.
How long first start selling off states?
Probably soon. Apparently. Like,
Texas will be the first.
It'll be like Walmart. Yeah, it'll be like, welcome to Walmart, Texas.
Walmart, Texas.
Like, they're branding states with different companies names.
Dude, they say like...
Amazon or California or Seattle or Washington.
Louisiana.
They already do that with sports, right?
Yeah, they do it with stadiums. So, like, now they can just do the whole state.
Louisiana's BP Louisiana.
Welcome to Washington. Welcome to Washington presented by Amazon. Yeah. Like, that's just how it's going
to
be.
Apparently because of our debt to China. Apparently, like, some city in Ohio or something is, like, sponsored by China. And, like, they get profits from this... town or whatever.
Just taxes. Just,
yeah. Just they're like
home of the fortune cookies.
They just make all the fortune baseball team. The fortune cookies. That'd be a good Chinese strip club. The fortune cookies.
Oh, yeah.
They have little pieces of paper in their pussy you pull out.
But it's not very fortunate.
It says, you got AIDS, yo.
The price tag.
It's the Greg girl.
I didn't clean it today.
Her boyfriend just got out of prison, yo.
Yeah. It's lucky numbers.
This pussy will be a dick in 5 months.
Yeah. I see a big change in your future.
That's hilarious. I like it.
I mean, eventually one day is going to be unlike.
Well, we're going
to be able to like not tell rather if it was a guy or a girl.
Well, dude, they're already with like the gene editing and the 3D printers. Like they're talking about 3D printing organs and all this shit. People are just going to be in their home and 3D print pussies. And
get your shit together, women. Stop playing games.
I'm going to 3D print this vagina.
Print out a pussy. And you're going to be worthless.
They'll convert they'll convert those machines that the TSA has into like gender mutation pods.
Yeah,
like they'll just change you into one.
Yeah, just everything's going to be
it'll be like an upgrade, honey. Your pussy's getting a little worn out here. I downloaded the new 6.0 vagina.
Yeah.
So slide that up in there.
Yeah.
It's made from tilapia.
It's got more memory.
Just put that on a doll.
Yeah, all tech will get better. Yeah, like
I was trying to keep her around still.
Yeah, you're trying to be nice.
Someone's got to do the laundry.
Live in 2020, bro. We're living in 2030 over here.
But I hope in the future it'll just be like, you know, like a camera flash will go on your body and then like a chick will be tighter and her boobs get bigger.
Yeah.
Like it's that
easy. No, they'll upgrade
like the Men in Black thing.
Yeah, literally. It'll be that advanced. Like, boom, it's done.
I just got to hope Randy Holden doesn't get his hands on that technology. It's going to be like blinking a girl until she like collapses under the weight of her boobs.
That would 100% happen.
I think it being like Westworld would be perfect.
Yeah, I did. Like well, yeah, I've seen. I saw weird porn where it was like this Thai type shit, but it seemed like some dude like built this mansion out there and then gave these women like crazy unnatural boob implants. It seems some shit.
Just fucks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the island of Dr. Moreau, with tits.
Yes, it's insane.
That's every cult leader. That's the dream. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to get all these people and just try to fuck everybody's wife.
Yeah.
Yep. But some guys with money just like, no, I'm just going to buy an island and put all these girls on it. And just,
everything comes down to how can I bang your wife?
Yeah.
Jonestown was just cuck central.
Yeah. Cucks. Yeah.
That's
cucks
all religion.
USA.
All around cucks. It's why they were trying to fuck everybody.
It's why they were such an easy sell on killing themselves. Like, well, he's already fucking my wife. I might as well.
Yeah. Might as well. Yeah. Nothing worse, right? Well, apparently that's your dream, you know?
I don't know.
Work
just,
really
I,
hard
I
in one
try.
Day.
I just, when I think about it in my head, just get money enough
squad
to pay the right guys to fuck my wife.
Yeah, get the rich hobo to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too. How would you feel if, you know...
I mean, Richard
like
Branson's already
some
there.
Some ugly dude fucking your wife or something.
I don't think it matters, though.
You know what about, like, an ex, like, sports athlete? You get, like LeBron when he's washed up and he's in his
60s.
See, no, like, impregnate my wife because I want kids. Like, with
I like that
DNA.
Idea of LeBron's just washed up. He'll
be
like Michael Jordan.
60,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, Michael Jordan.
I'll get Michael Jordan to impregnate my wife. So
yeah, that's good.
I would
pick
kid.
LeBron because he's not going to have any rings to take off.
Oh, he's already got three.
Yeah, he's already won some.
You know,
get Charles Barkley.
That was a good try.
I like you trying.
I want my son to be stupid
LeBron
tall.
Yeah, oh, tried like LeBron does.
Take that, rich guy.
Yeah, take that, asshole. Rio told me. Rio told me, and I think he'll be okay with me saying this out loud. No, but he told me one of the conspiracies. He says he says once a year Michael Jordan and LeBron James meet up to have like a giant gay sex orgy in Atlanta.
Once a year?
Yeah, once a year. Just once a year. I believe it. Why not? Yeah, like what is that about? Fuck it, I don't know.
Just why not? I mean, Marlon Brando was fucking everybody. So
what do you think about
Michael Jordan? Marlon Brando?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Brando like Pryor. Richard Pryor? Yeah. Michael Jordan on LeBron James.
What do you think the prep for that was like? Do you think they got like some nice music going? He's getting all judged up.
I think they probably were just out to dinner one night, and Michael was like, do you want to see how my real life is? Like,
yeah.
Do you want to be part of this?
So you get that top. Sixth ring. Yeah. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah. You want a ball? Yeah. You're going to have to take one.
Yeah, it's probably a weird power game.
They play Jordan versus Bird on Sega Genesis to figure out who's going to be the top that down.
Who's catching
Best of five.
Yeah, I wonder what that relationship, what kind of conversation that would even be.
Atlanta LeBron makes James sense.
And Michael Jordan? You'd assume so.
Atlanta's like the San Francisco for like gay black
guys. Oh, yeah.
So it makes sense.
It's insane. Yeah.
Barkley just watches through the window.
Yeah. That could have been me in there.
That's where you make the ring joke.
That's not how you fuck a man.
I could be getting my crinkle ripped right now. Yeah.
You imagine you say your crinkle ripped?
Yeah, crinkle.
Ew. What is that? Is that what you call a butthole?
Yeah.
Your crinkle. That's funny.
I imagine Charles Barkley fucks like he plays golf, and his golf swing is atrocious.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why even play golf at that point?
Like, you know, they say men fuck like their golf swing. They're like, I don't care how big Charles Barkley's dick is. It's not going near me. Shannon, I'm serious. Get away from him.
They say Shaq's got a small dick. You heard that?
That's not true.
I know. Proportional to his body. What does that even mean? Yeah, it's probably still big. But
9 inches would be looks
small. I don't know, man. I've heard numerous accounts. People are going, it's small, which makes sense. Why would you do all this, you know, acting and shit if you weren't insecure? You're doing general commercials? Come on, man.
So every actor.
General commercials.
What about James Woods? James Woods looks like...
I bet Rodman's got a hog, right?
He has a huge dick.
Oh, yeah.
Rodman's is pretty normal, though. They say.
Really?
Yeah. Normal?
He's got some big dick confidence, though. Like, he...
Probably Pierce.
He married himself? Yeah, maybe.
Pubes died.
Why do you think he's loved over in Asia? Or in South Korea?
Because he's broke his dick twice.
Or North Korea.
Yeah.
He's
got an average sized dick in North Korea. It's huge for them.
They're like, he's King Dick over here.
Yeah.
Well, they probably think he's like Barack Obama when he goes over there. They don't know what's going on. They just tell them that. Like, we got Barack Obama in town playing basketball for you.
When did you get your nose pierced, Barack?
Someone merged Barack Obama with Elton John. That's what they think.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman was futuristic. He looks like a tranny.
He was in Demolition Man.
That's right.
Yeah, he was.
No, not Demolition Man.
He was in Double Take.
Double Take. Yeah. With Jean-Claude.
What a combo. JCVD.
It's like a 90s movie.
And Dan Rock.
Double Take is Orlando Jones and Eddie Griffin.
Oh.
Double Impact.
It's something double.
Maybe it's
Trust me, it's
double. You're doing double take. Yeah, you're right.
Double take is that double impact is
double impact.
Yeah, double impact also is porn.
Yeah, which is what's going to happen to your training.
It's fine. I don't even know double take because I really just watched that movie because Eddie Griffin does
just going through Eddie Griffin's back catalog
in every fucking movie. Dude.
Orlando Jones make seven up yours.
I love Orlando Jones. Whatever happened to that guy?
He's a man. Yeah, he was on Mad TV.
Yeah.
Oh, it was called Double Team. 1997, Double Team with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Also is porn.
Yeah.
Double Team.
Yeah, just type that into Google Video, kids.
He was in a movie in 99 called Simon Says.
Does he?
Sick.
Yeah, is that just the Wesley Snipes character from Demolition Man? That's what it says, dude?
You should have... That's because Wesley Snipes' name in Demolition Man was Simon.
Simon, that's what I'm saying, and he looks like him on the cover.
Yeah. Well, we all know what David's saying.
Simon Says, 1999.
Oh, that's Rodman. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Dennis Rodman. Yeah, maybe that's his character from Demolition Man. Album just cover. Like,
no, but
we're gonna take Robin instead of Wesley Snipes.
Part two. Part two.
Yeah. That was when Wesley Snipes got tax frauded or whatever and went to jail.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
So they're like, we need another black guy with yellow hair. Get Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, yeah. Close enough. Yeah,
they're the same height.
It would've been nice if he was like.
We can use the same wardrobe.
Yeah. That's why XXX or whatever, they use Ice Cube and then Vin Diesel or vice versa.
Yeah, they look exactly the same.
That doesn't make any sense. It was Vin Diesel, Ice Cube, then Vin Diesel.
Then Vin Diesel again. It's then they were both in the last one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
Vin Diesel was too busy being Groot.
John's seen every Vin Diesel movie, haven't you?
Yeah,
was it Daddy Daycare or whatever it is? Or Babysitter?
Babysitter, yeah. That was in, Bethesda, Maryland, where I went to high school.
Hell
yeah. It was supposed to be based on like my neighborhood and shit, which was great.
Bethesda's cool. Where it's at.
And they rip on in the movie. Like, it's literally the school I went to was called BCC, Bethesda Chevy Chase. In the movie, they're like the principal. They're talking about like kids. And then he makes like a riff about how soft the kids are. He goes, "They're from Bethesda, like they're soft." And I'm watching that. I'm like, "Fuck you guys!"
What does he mean? Touching them?
No, like they're losers. He's like, "Ah, I've been to soft Bethesda, kids. Yeah. They're nobodies."
What is it?
It's a, city in it's a city in Maryland.
Really? Maryland. That sounds like another country.
There's like Silver Springs.
They made Fallout.
Silver Spring, yep. Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase. They made Fallout. They made
Exactly. That's where it started. Yeah, Bethesda Studios over there.
Yeah, I saw it on the Metro. As I was going past it, and I was like,
"Okay, hey, that falls, yeah."
On our way to DC to sit in traffic all day.
Yeah, would you go down Connecticut Avenue? Just wait in line.
Just wait.
Did you go to Comet Pizza
and then park your car? It's $25 fucking dollars.
Well, yeah, you did mics up there, right?
Yeah, I did a couple.
Which one? Which one did you do?
I did the Pinch.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a newer one.
Okay.
And I did Reliable Tavern.
Nope, don't know either.
Yeah, that was a DC underground. Show,
okay, yeah, Sean Joyce. That's good. That's nice. Yeah, you hit him up. Did he ever respond?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Sweet, man.
Yeah, it was fun. But, like, it's interesting. They don't have mics. They have showcases that they call mics.
Yeah, it's because they're all booked. They pre-book a lot of mics in DC.
Isn't that, like, in New York, too?
Yeah. No, not really. New York, it's different. You can book ahead of time, but, like, it's usually booking the same day. Like, I was trying to book any of the DC Underground shows, and they're like, "Well, we're booked this week." I'm like,
Right.
"Well, I'm only here this week. Can you, like, get me some time?"
Well, some of the New York shows look like fucking open mics with how many people are on the lineup.
Shit. Right.
But when I see the flyers, it's like 25 fucking
people. Oh, there you go.
It's like, yeah. It's like
Davey Waves people. Is getting a call from the shop right now. Let's see what's about to happen.
Well, what?
Yeah, David Wayne's car exploded on the way over. Jorge had to pick him up. So this is a big moment. David might come back in here and scream and cry or something. Yeah.
He might be like, "It's fucking totaled."
It's totaled. No more car.
It happened to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's why I got the new one.
What happened to your car?
The engine blew.
It just blew up. Yeah.
Just blew up. Big,
that happened to me.
Probably.
Probably.
You hired the wrong know-it-all Cuban, bro.
It was some garbage mechanic. Fucked up my car.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It happens. He was Cuban, probably.
He probably saw you and was like, "I don't need to work hard on this guy's car."
No. No. He looked at me and he was like, "This is not a guy who works hard. Why am I gonna?"
He goes, "Why does he deserve a car?" Let's humble him a little bit. His ego's too big.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Yeah. That's what everybody says about Stephen Henry. They go,
"Too proud."
Yeah, too proud.
He's calm that shit down, yeah, bro.
You're the ringleader at Pride Week, just waving the baton.
Yeah.
Just you and your hula hoop. Go inside. Yeah.
Rainbow boa and booty shorts. That's what I do.
That's Stevie.
Oh, one day, please wear it. Yeah. When I'm rich, I'll pay you to do it.
Yeah.
When you're a rich hobo.
Like, I'm going to do everything else with my sexual fantasy.
I've never asked you that. You ever do stuff with men, Stevie?
No.
No? You've never done stuff with guys?
No. I I was like cropped by a tranny, basically. Like,
what does that mean? Yeah, what did you just say?
Like, hit with a crop, like a riding crop, like what they use on horses, but they use it on your ass.
Wait, you're saying what? Like a horse saddle they put on your back?
No.
What are you saying to me?
So the thing they hit the horse with, the riding crop.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was just a whip.
Yeah, whip. Yeah.
No, you don't use a whip. You're not going to be able to use a whip on a moving animal like that.
The crop just sounds like a nice name.
Crop doesn't sound
that we're hurting the fucking horse with.
So you're like, saying you hit
crop it?
No, I was hit.
Oh, you were hit by a tree.
By a dude in drag, basically.
Okay.
A castle? In
the No, this was at the fetish club.
Is that in Melbourne?
What?
Yeah, what's the fetish club?
The fetish club? Is that
it's in Largo.
Oh, okay.
What is it? What's it called? Is that why you moved here?
No, I found out about it after I moved here.
Okay. Yeah. What's the name of the fetish club? We'll come.
Exactly.
What?
I gotta keep it a secret.
Oh, really? It's like that, huh?
Yeah.
Fetish son club. Of a bitch. I wonder what it is. Yeah, don't tell him. It's because we're going to show up and fuck all the pussy he wants.
I want to get cropped.
Yeah.
It's fucking hot.
Yeah, it's getting hot. Yeah, now you're getting married. They're going, shit, they're going to expose my book club.
My book club, yeah.
Yeah, your secret circle.
Yeah, no, that chick I met in Orlando, she was telling me to come to some sex club in Melbourne or something like that.
The Woodshed or whatever?
Swingers Club or something? She didn't tell me the name, probably another secret.
The Woodshed's out there. And
the Woodshed? That's a name one?
That got to be a gay
like
one.
That.
She sent me over some gay shit.
Yeah, a bunch of dudes hard.
No, it's a kink place in the middle of I think Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what she said. It's like, yeah, you wear a wristband. Like, if you're single, you wear this color wristband. Right. So well, you're allowed in these rooms only.
That's cool.
The shit, code...
Like, that's weird.
The code with the wristbands is when you're taken, you're domesticated.
Yeah.
The other one's free range.
Yes.
Which free I love
range.
That.
Free range, wow. Yes. Yeah, like
got
chickens.
Some free range dick.
Free range. Free range. All
that. Cage free.
FRD, baby.
FRD.
FRT.
Yeah, free range.
Shit. Yeah,
can lay some.
Yeah, no, I want to. I was. I'll hit it up one day for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
you gotta do a fast.
Yeah, I want to come to the Largo one though. You know, what is it?
It's a little closer.
What's
yeah,
it called? Yeah, it's closer.
Tonight.
What's it called?
It's like around the corner.
Is it? Yeah, there you go.
I bet it is.
That's why. Yeah, that's why it's. It's probably a house on.
It's where
street.
I met my lady.
Yeah, it's this room actually.
It's where
we
my,
moved the table.
It's where I met my lady.
You met your lady at the
At the Kink Club. Yeah.
Nice.
At the what club?
The Kink Club. The Fetish Club.
Yeah.
You should be on FetLife.
Huh?
FetLife.
Yeah, FetLife's awesome.
Oh my god.
The only problem with FetLife
is a website forum. Oh my god!
They don't have a phone app. That's the worst part about it. You have to go to the website.
It's too old school. There's too many old people on that shit.
Oh, it's full of older people.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason to go to
that's
an app.
What happens.
And there's really no way. There's really no way to filter people into your shit. Like people into your fetish who are around
you. Filter people into your shit. I bet that happens a lot at the Kink Club.
You just find a bunch of furries and shit, and it's like, no, this I'm not about this. What's up, DW?
Yep, Davey Waves back. Doesn't look happy.
Not happy at all.
Uh-oh, you got bad news, Waves? Yeah.
Fucking wheel bearing. I guess the front right wheel bearing is bad. It's like fucking $300-something to fix.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have that. So they're like, well, it's no safety issue now. I'm like, well, it sounds like it should be. Like, for if it's something that expensive, you think it would be a safety issue. You know?
So what they're saying, you can drive it?
Yeah, they're like, well, we did the oil change, so... You don't need an alignment. I'm like, but the tire's wearing unevenly. So I'm like, okay. So.
Okay, well.
I'm like, don't do anything because I have no money. So I got an oil change done at least.
Yeah, don't do anything. I don't have
money. It was probably the oil that was
getting
pulled right.
Leaning to one side of the engine. Just like,
it should be fine now.
God the oil is the problem. It was weighing it one way.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to have to trade that in now.
Maybe.
Yay.
That's the only appeal of New York and shit is a public transit.
I know. Hell I just, dude, you know how many times I just wanted to drive up there, load my car up with as much shit as I can fit in it, and wait for them to just repo it and say, fuck it.
Just
you
shower at the gym.
Yeah,
yeah just sleep in your car in New York until...
Where? I don't know. I'd be scared about that.
On the street.
Yeah, I don't have tinted windows.
Anywhere you can find parking.
Fuck.
Yeah, David would be the next Eric Gardner. You'd be like, this guy's sleeping
Eric
in his car.
The guy got choked out by the cop.
I can't sleep.
Oh, get out of the car.
Is he a comic?
He's going to smash his window and choke him out.
Yeah. From inside the car.
Yeah.
With one
always,
hand.
He's like, you guys are always harassing me. Leave me alone.
It's not a race thing. It's a fat thing.
It might be.
Yeah, it's a fat thing.
Bloomberg has his
fat
like, undercover like SS team on it where he's choking out fat people.
They splash a big gulp in their cars. Like, that's the probable cause right there.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Is that a big soda?
It's a contraband soda.
Too much sugar.
Polar cup, maybe.
Yeah, they're looking out for your safety.
All right, so I have to go get my car, so I don't know.
All right, so...
I'm sorry.
Let's do plugs and whatnot.
Well, same plugs as last.
You don't have any new
plugs?
Well,
I guess maybe by this time it comes out. Yeah, I'm doing Fort Myers Old Soul Brewery. Ricky Aiken's featuring for me.
Holy shit!
That's right, yeah.
What Old day Soul. Is that?
I think the 30th of this month,
maybe? The 30th? You hearing this, people?
And then I guess the next day is supposed to be something in Leesburg.
The 30th is
another
Monday.
No, the 20th, yeah. 20th, Old Soul in Fort Myers, and then 21st is something in Leesburg with Shannon and the boys.
Shannon and the boys?
Shannon and the
boys. Shannon and the boys.
I can see Shannon transitioning one day.
Oh, no. Yeah, Shannon could totally. She just looks like you. She's
it's a compliment to her.
Yeah, yeah, she gets a beard. And she's already got the tattoos, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you got, D-Dubs?
Nothing. Death. Hopefully I'm... I might be dead by the time this comes
out. Yeah, so he doesn't
out,
have to pay for his car.
Exactly. So it seems like a reasonable out.
A reasonable out.
You can die alone with no car.
That's how best people die.
Yeah. Run out of transportation for
your... You just walk off into the ocean. You say nothing. Just
on a boogie board.
Gone.
Yep.
Just on a boogie board. Just
load your coat up with rocks and walk out of the lake.
Put some ankle weights on.
Yep. Yeah, just
tie your own cinder block to you.
Throw your own block off the bridge.
Swim with the fishes.
I just hope when you Virginia Wolf yourself, you have the shirt on, your wolf shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia like Wolf?
Full wolf it.
Who was she?
Virginia Wolf filled her pockets full of rocks and walked out into a lake.
Oh, cool. I didn't know there's.
That seems like a safety, though, still. Like, I could just take the rocks out if I change.
No, she, yeah, like, tied the coat on. Yeah.
Tied the coat.
She wanted to die.
Gangster.
I guess so.
That's creative, too.
We'll never know.
I don't know, dude. Drowning to death is like one of my biggest fears.
Could have been an accident.
Yeah, could have been an accident.
Drowning and burning to death.
She was bringing all of her nicest rocks to her friend's house.
I'm Virginia Woolf, and this is Jackass.
Yeah.
I would just take pills and wash it down with,
like, whiskey. She was doing podcast promo.
Yeah, that'd be if I'm going to go out, that's how.
Whiskey and pills.
Yeah, and just fall asleep and then you're gone.
But then sometimes it don't work. And then you're like,
yeah, that sucks. Yeah, you think, no, there was like a kid, it was like a grown man who was doing like motivational speeches in our high school or something.
About killing yourself? Area.
He shot himself in the head and it just made him blind.
Yeah.
On the stage he did this?
Motherfuckers,
I wish.
Those are the people that try to go like this underneath the chin with the gun. And then,
probably, yeah. But it was, you know, it was one of these ballsy things to be like, yeah, you know, I'm blind now, but ever since I tried to kill myself, I feel like I can see more than ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bet you really think that, huh?
But I found the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So someone help me off this stage.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, I'm motivated now. Yeah. Yeah, let's go back to math class.
He like trips. Damn it, Tony, you said it was only two steps, not three. Yeah,
so you're saying you failed at killing yourself? What? You're a failure?
Yeah. Shit, we gotta go.
I know. I got one thing to plug.
Plug it, Stevie.
And it's also doing a show on July 20th at Broken Cauldron, I think, in Orlando. Oh.
Well, for all the listeners out there who are definitely going to a comedy show.
So Jorge and Jacobs, now you know.
Yeah. Yes. I can't wait to hear this next week.
All the listeners.
I love you, me.
Shout out to Jorge Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Shout out to John Jacobs.
Yeah, shout out to John. If you're laying in bed right now.
Over London, rock over Long Beach.
Don't kill yourself tonight.
Bye.